Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 8th of September, recording at 8:37 p.m. British Summer Time. Won't be able to say that all that much longer, will I? Summertime, that is. Okay, will it be an Indian summer, though, for the stock market? And I think the chances of that remain quite good. You know the story, the terrific upward dynamics that we saw from the middle of August on the Western indices. The number of the Asian indices had been firmer before then, the emerging Asian indices, I should say. The East European indices had really been quite strong. So those factors back in late July before I left caused me to say, well, I really didn't see a meltdown, although markets were still in retreat. But it does look like we put in medium-term lows in August. However, we do have short-term overbought conditions, and it would be surprising if markets did not pause to consolidate these gains quite soon. Now, I know people have been rolling back from their August, early September holidays, as I did, and for investment managers who had been selling prior to going away, as many would have, there'd be a considerable amount of pressure to throw some money at the market. So it's by no means guaranteed that anything happens in here. Well, my goodness, that's a market truism, isn't it? And I'm not sticking my neck out in that. And I'm not trying to hedge, but my point is that while we have the short-term overbought conditions, markets have rallied to levels where we want to be on the lookout for some possible, for some loss of momentum. At this stage of the game, short of some pretty sharp downward dynamics, I would be inclined to feel that any loss of upside momentum would probably amount to no more than a consolidation with indices encountering support above those August lows. Now, there are the various qualifications, such as those August lows holding. I've already said that I think that will happen. Another qualification is that President Bush remains ahead in the polls. Now, you've probably seen that table that I've posted so many times, and just showing the 100 years of average results of in the year prior to the presidential election. And basically, if a Republican incumbent looks like he's going to win, and any incumbent party looking like it's going to hold the White House has been far more bullish than not, but a Republican incumbent victory really does lead to a 10 percentage points, just over 10 percentage points better performance than if the incumbent is defeated. So as far as the stock market's concerned, Bush is bullish, if only because it's of the devil you know versus the one of you don't. But I think there's probably a little bit more to it in this instance. Now, another qualification here for this Indian summer, which for me would be anything from 3 to 6 months, and if it's three, it's more likely going to be six. In other words, if I'm wrong, I'll probably be embarrassed relatively soon, rather than three months from now, about the second half of that rally. The other, not so much a qualification, but concern here would be the fact that Wall Street is in a secular bear market. At least that's the lesson from all of the accumulated centuries of stock market history. Now, despite that, though, my optimism is really based in part on the fact that we do see, as you know, in all secular bear markets, long-term bear markets, we do see periodic rallies that can last for 3 to 6 months, and occasionally up to a year and a bit, as we saw last year. Okay, What about, well, how do we actually play it? Well, as you know, I opened a long position in the Nikkei stock average yesterday, and I haven't done anything else in here today. The Nikkei was down just under 20 points in here today, incidentally. I'm not adverse to picking up more long positions, but there's no way I'm going to be as long as I would have been had I been here back in August, as I mentioned yesterday, when those signals were first occurring. But I'm going to watch and see if we don't get a little consolidation here, and then if that looks healthy, I may well increase my long positions. Now, another factor that I did touch on, I think, yesterday was that this rally seems to be led by big cap stocks. A lot of people are saying, well, there's no volume, although our team says that some volume, or the volume, has been picking up somewhat. But what I would say is that during August we don't expect a whole heck of a lot of volume, but that it really ought to be picking up a bit from here on to be in line with my favorable hypothesis for stock markets over the medium term. And I'm keenest in playing it in the Asian markets, particularly the emerging Asian markets. But I can't buy that many futures in emerging Asian markets, and so the Nikkei beckoned. And I already have investment trust positions and pension fund positions in the emerging Asian markets, such as Thailand, India, particularly India, and Indonesia. I beg your pardon, not Indonesia, Malaysia. Okay, what about bonds? Now, I'm wanting to short these government bonds, and the factor that made me decide that, well, I really must start doing that was the fact, first, that the US market had a really very good rally and was getting back towards a level that where I felt we were quite likely to see some resistance. I was surprised it occurred so dramatically, as the keys that we saw on Friday, and I mentioned that those were a little bit suspicious because the market spiked up, and I'm talking about futures contracts now, spiked up in a matter of just seconds, and then plunged down as the employment figures were released. Now, so that to my feeling that distorted the chart a little bit. Now, therefore, I've been content to watch, first feeling that they'd fallen too sharply initially. And the US bonds have pushed back up quite a bit. They rallied 29 ticks here today. That's 29 30 seconds, taking the December contract up to 111.06. And again, I was very tempted in here today, but I just want to see. I'll be a little bit cautious in here, see how this plays out. Also, the JGBs, now they rallied a little bit yesterday and today, and I'm hoping they push up a little bit. But I am definitely, as you know, looking to short these bonds, but I'm trying to finesse it and hopefully won't outsmart myself. What else to do? I've been talking about wanting to. Well, let me go and sequence through the markets here. In currencies, we've got the euro a little bit stronger in here today. Dollar a little bit softer overall. I haven't seen any news item. I haven't been searching. I mind you, I've been writing my copy, but I haven't seen any news item to contribute to that. But needless to say, we've got a range-bound market environment. I'm very, very content to do nothing in these currencies. As I said in the copy I put on the website yesterday or the day before, that if I had a, I think it was yesterday, that if I had a pistol in my head, I'd probably be a little bit long against the dollar. But I don't have a pistol at my head, and so I'm in the grateful position of not having to do anything in those markets at this time. And that doesn't mean that I'm sort of currency averse. I mean, those of you who've been subscribers to Fuller Money for many, many years know that more often than not, my biggest positions have been in the currency markets. Okay. I try to go where the action is or where I see the action. Now, metals. You know that despite all my enthusiasm for the supply and elasticity theme, that I also maintain that that's going to give way from time to time to some pretty riveting shakeouts. And we've seen somewhat sharpish correction in, for instance, the likes of silver in the last few days. Started on Friday, and that dropped all the way down to 610 in here today, and then bounced a bit. And currently 621.5 on the December contract. Now I feel that that came off sufficiently sharply so that we're not going to see any quick run-up in silver or in gold, which is a little bit firmer here today. So I wouldn't be at all surprised to see those markets move a bit lower. Now, one subscriber said felt I was a little bit too bearish of silver. Well, I was only I'm a huge bull of silver. I was long term, but I just didn't like Friday's downward dynamic, as you know, and the softening in other precious metals, and felt that I wanted to step aside, and that's what I've done. I mean, I will. I'm well. If silver goes lower, as I hope, of course, the market doesn't care what I hope, but if it does, I will be salivating as I start to build up a substantial long position once again. But let's see if it gets there. Now, lots of sirens outside, but I don't think they're coming for me. Elsewhere, I talked about wanting to short, not a precious metal, but to short an industrial metal, again, despite my supply and elasticity view. And I've been looking at a number of them. They were generally a bit firm yesterday, so I tended to hold off a bit, hoping we might get a little more on the upside. That might have been too clever by Hoff because they were all down today in LME trading, at any rate, except for lead. And there's no way I'm going to short lead because that's been a stellar performer among these. But the ones that I'm most considering are copper and tin, although the disadvantage there is they have backwardations, meaning a shortage of nearby refined material, which is worrying. And I wouldn't want to get caught in a bear squeeze. And the other is aluminium. That's one I'd be most tempted by. Zinc doesn't have a backwardation either, but it's already come back a fair whack, and I might give that one a miss. So that's another strategy. Now, I had another subscriber asking me about natural gas, and I played my last natural gas position very badly, rather buying it back rather impulsively, having been stopped out at a profit. Another and a series of profits, as you may recall, in the natural gas trading, but I bought it back rather impulsively and then held it while I was away. Well, I had a big fall, and so that's always a dumb thing to do. And but overextended on the downside, as the subscriber had suggested a few days ago, and is beginning to pick up. I expect a bit of a spike on the upside, and if that's the case, then I suspect it will pull back a little bit and consolidate that gain, in which case I'll double up my my position, being a very much of a long-term energy bull. So that's pretty much as how I see it. So I'll pause here and let you get on with enjoying your lives. All the best.